The standoff between a Nevada rancher and the federal government has put public lands issues in the national spotlight. But Utah's governor says it's not the kind of attention that helps to solve problems. Federal officers stopped their roundup of Clive Bundy's cattle to prevent a violent confrontation with Bundy's armed supporters. In the days since, Bundy has made a number of public statements on various issues, including telling a reporter from the New York Times this week that black Americans might have been better off under slavery. Governor Gary Herbert told his monthly news conference on KUED the attention Bundy's getting doesn't help a rational debate over how to manage public lands.
Clive Bundy should not be the face for the public land issues in Utah. I don't know. I've heard about the racist comments, which I think are based in ignorance and are certainly despicable and offensive, if they in fact are true. But let's not have him become the face of the challenge we have of management of public lands.
Herbert says his administration has a good relationship with BLM executives in Utah and in Washington. He said that's the reason they listened when Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox went to Nevada to ask them not to auction Bundy's seized cattle in Utah.
You can't use us as a relief valve. That's what they're trying to do. Take it out of Nevada, move it in a more remote area away from the conflict with the Bundys. And that doesn't solve the problem.
Herbert says the state could do a better job of managing some resources if it had the opportunity. He cited the expanding population of wild horses as an example. The BLM has now agreed to reduce the number of Mustangs on public range land after the Iron County Commission linked that issue to the confrontation with Bundy on the other side of the state line. Dan Bomas, KUER News.